Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. The following podcast contains themes of an adult nature, plenty of swearing, and lots of random waffle.
So, welcome back to the Prangers and Mash podcast / pub / whatever the fuck we deem to call it. So tonight we've
it is what it is, mate.
It is what it is.
We're the creak of the chair then, as you leant back, which is like, yeah, we're in.
Yes,
we're
ready. I'm a professional. So it's the season 2 finale. Can you believe we've actually done 2 seasons?
Oh, no. Well done, us.
Yeah, fair play. It's been fun. I've enjoyed it. So we're a bit of a loose one tonight, haven't we? We didn't really put much effort into getting guests or making much of a plan. Then we had a bit of luck because it turns out it's open mic night at the Prangers and Mash Inn.
Yes.
And we've put a few messages out and invited some previous guests on, and we're hoping there's going to be a few people nipping in out of the Prangers tonight at some point.
Yeah, it's a wet one, isn't it?
Hope so, a few drop in. Our first open mic night, if it's just us three singing to the bar staff, it's going to be shit, isn't it?
It wouldn't have been the first time, though.
Nah.
I've got a guitar behind me if we need it. That's desperate times.
I was hoping you'd say that. I'm not gonna lie. And I think, mate, it's one of those. We'll see who dips in and says hello. Like you say, it's wet outside. Pop in.
It's drinking weather, isn't it? Really,
it is drinking.
It's half term as well, so everyone's at home tomorrow. We're all good.
No excuses. So, anyway, first and foremost, how are you boys? How's your health? Any ailments or adventures to report?
I've had a cold, but other than that...
Yes, who hasn't?
I'm all right. I've had a good week after a dip over the last previous couple of weeks. I've been all right. My head's come round. The world's a better place this week. So away we go. But I've learned a valuable lesson of actually, as we've said many times on the podcast, if your head's gone, talk to your mates and sort yourself out. And I didn't.
Absolutely.
Took a big fucking prod from Gaz at the end of the week, and I started talking. And funnily enough, things start getting better after that. So
they really do.
It's been a good week in the end.
Good man.
Realised I've got very good friends behind me, which is always a nice thing to learn, isn't it? So
yeah, exactly that. We said it a few weeks ago with me, with you guys as well. So good to talk. Anyone else out there?
It's what it's all about, lads. I like that.
Gary, about yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. I went to a gig, didn't I? Actual gig. Actual gig.
Someone's just fucking walked into the party.
Just walked in, haven't they? It's begun already.
Take your coat off, dude. Come and sit down.
Come and sit down, son. You're a bit earlier. The bus got in a bit earlier, did it?
Yeah, the bus has arrived. I thought, well, I'll get off the bus, see who's about.
Yes, well, you've lucked in, mate. The prank. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of our first guests, one of our early guests.
I think so, yeah.
Mr. Boogaloo D is in the house. He's popped in. He's Dino, what are you drinking, first and foremost?
What's that, mate? Say that again. I just kind of saw him in sound settings out now.
It's a bit loud in the Prangers.
Just turn the jukebox off in a bit, haven't we?
Yeah. What's going on, mate? You good?
Yeah, man, not too bad. Just kind of navigating this mad start of the academic year at work. Just bare students about again, which is nice, as opposed to having a building full of silence in the music.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Nice.
Good to see humans again. Gigs are happening again. I've got a gig with DJ Target in a couple of weeks.
At the Masked Ball. Forgot to bring my ear defenders for all these clangs when these names.
Yeah, you've done a bit as well.
Dino rocks up to the building. Get ready, boys. Get ready.
Yeah, he knows a few people. You were doing bits with the Bad Boy Chiller crew, if I remember correctly, a few weeks back, was it?
Yeah, funny enough. Yeah, I get this call. I used to be a resident DJ at a place called the Notting Hill Arts Club, which is obviously in Notting Hill. Cool little venue, but it's owned by the guy who owns Relentless Records, which is Shabs. He signed like Rewind, So Solid Crew, like more recently Walker, Mabel.
Okay, yeah.
And Bad Boy Chiller Crew, he signed them. So I get a call from the governor of the venue, and he's gone, "What are you doing tomorrow?" I'm like, "Well, nothing." Why? He's like, "Your friends kind of playing at a garage and bass light at the club." Yeah, why not? Who's it for? Bad Boy Chiller Crew. Where did I hear about the Bad Boy Chiller Crew?
Frank is a Mash Boy. Yes, that's it, lad. It's mate, they're always listening. Ain't that funny, the way the world works?
Yeah. I remember seeing that Instagram post. It's like, that is so odd.
Yes, like, yeah. So what was it? They're filming a documentary or something, and you were part of that, was it?
Yeah, there's a 6-part documentary coming out. It's supposed to be... Lovely. I was told by the director, it was coming out, I've only got a cup of tea.
All right, it's fine. Oh, you know, it's all right. It's
something like that. We don't judge, mate. We don't judge.
We don't judge.
It's cold now.
We don't judge at the premise.
Yeah, we've got your pretty face at your knowledge, mate. That's all we need.
Yeah.
They've started filming this 6-part series that's coming out on ITV2 at some point. It was supposed to be the end of this month, but it might be a bit later now.
What, just about them, like an actual documentary, not
yeah, just about them going from what they did to where they are now. Nice. It's getting pretty big, to be fair.
Yeah, well, I said that at the time, they got a big following social media wise. Did you get to chat to them much?
A little bit, not too much. They were kind of in the zone. Like Clive, he was pretty safe. Like he was the guy with the mullet.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd
yeah.
always come and have a chat with me. How you doing, mate? Cool.
Okay, Ryan, I could see you with the mullet.
I fucking love to have a mullet, mate. I haven't got the front for a mullet. That's the problem. I haven't really got much party.
Business at the front, party.
Yeah,
the back,
that's the thing. It's about, going back a bit. Yeah,
mate, I've got the island down. Look at that. Island. A little
bit. Yeah, I can see. Jesus. So, Dino, you've come and sat with us at the thing. We're catching up what you've been up to. We did put some questions on the group earlier. Did you choose to answer any of these questions?
I did, yes.
Yes. What one did you go for?
So I was going to go for name an artist you wish you'd seen live.
Yeah, I like it. Okay.
You've been to quite a few gigs. You've seen quite a few people, so I'm expecting
you've
this
seen
list
Prince
to be.
Already. You've seen
Yeah, I think for me, and I've seen pretty close to it because I've seen the Wailers and stuff.
Oh, hello.
It's a toss up between, well, there's three, really.
It's fine. Marley, there's no rules here. Yeah.
Marley, Hendrix, or Jackson. Never got to see Michael Jackson live.
Huge.
Jimi Hendrix would have been incredible. Like, you watch his Woodstock performance.
I was going to say the Woodstock one, man.
The thing is about the Woodstock performance, though, didn't he get pushed back from like day one to day two to day three? And he was like, right at the end. So loads of people left by the time he did that.
That's what they've said, but it was a shambles. I mean, I told you that I read the book, but I mean, the fact they pulled it off in that day and age without any social media internet is incredible.
Yeah, man, it's crazy,
it is, but it was a fucking massive shambles. And I think stuff like people like him were turning up and just getting pied off, not getting the time on the stage. And then he finally got on, and it's like really famous, isn't it? That's it. Didn't he play for something like 4 hours or some crazy shit?
It would have been long. I don't know, about 4 hours, but maybe.
Just watched his guitar burn for 3.5. That's what it was.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that all along the Watchtower took up 3.5 hours of that.
All right, that's a strong list. Did you ever get close to seeing Michael Jackson?
No, I never. My parents went and saw the Jackson 5 back in the day. And I was like, that would have been proper sick.
Yeah.
Absolutely well good, but no, never. I always wanted to go to the Dangerous Tour, never got to get to that. I remember they showed it on BBC One and I videoed it. Yeah, you've seen it, haven't
you? I saw that one,
Lucky bugger. And I used to watch that video all the time because it was so sick. So sick. I love that.
You knew how to perform, didn't you?
Oh.
It's a thing.
You've picked some out that I think come up on the classic list of naming artists you wanted to have seen live. But, I mean, mine, obvious ones would have been like Prince, if you've seen already.
Yeah.
I'm sure Freddie Mercury's going to pop up on a lot of people's lists around.
Yeah,
it's like,
he would have been incredible, wouldn't he? Like,
you get that meme picture, don't you? If you've got to pick three to see, like out of the picture, and all the names will be up there. Biggie, Tupac.
Tupac.
I didn't even think about those. Like, I didn't even think about Kurt Cobain. Like, I'd love to have seen Nirvana live.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen that documentary on the BBC at the moment when Nirvana came to the BBC?
It's on the list.
Yeah, it's been out for a while, but one of my colleagues, Jerry, if you watch the bit where Kurt Cobain's getting wheeled out at Reading, the guy's wheeling him out is one of my colleagues.
Wow.
So what was he getting wheeled out for?
Yeah, he mentioned that before, I think.
They stuck him in a wheelchair,
didn't
they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they put him on he was on a wheelchair for some reason.
Oh, okay.
And Jerry rolls him out. But this guy, Jerry, as I said, he was mates with Kurt Cobain. I'd love to have seen Nirvana in the heyday. That would have been amazing.
Yeah. Because it all went pretty mad, pretty quick, didn't it, for them?
Well, I wouldn't know. I was going to say, how long were they actually about?
What album,
did they get
it?
To the point where they were touring the UK and stuff?
Nevermind came out in 1991. Kurt Cobain died in, 94 or 95?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they probably did
get
over
it. They had one album, didn't they? I think they'd been in the UK a bit. Aren't they? I'm sure they'd done a tour. I'm sure we spoke to someone who'd been to see him, but it was a very short-lived, high-flying madness, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
So, Dino, I was going to ask you this: Have you played a couple? Have you been to see anyone since we last spoke?
Yeah, so it wasn't like I've been to see a gig. I went to beginning of September, the Heron Onion in Brixton. I just looked on Facebook and my mate was like, we need a host for tonight. It's just someone to compare the show, you know, introduce the acts, all that kind of stuff. And there was three acts on that night. One of them was called Jimmy Needles. And he was like a turntablist doing some scratching.
Wait there. Why does that ring a bell? Who's been talking about Jimmy Needles before?
We had Billy Strings, didn't we?
Billy Strings! Billy that Strings. Is it.
I thought the same.
It's his brother, I think.
Billy Strings and Jimmy Needles. Oh, yes. That is top draw.
Jimmy Needles. Okay.
This is Billy Strings for me and you, Gaz.
Yeah, what's Billy Needles about then?
Jimmy Needles. He's a scratch DJ, so he's there scratching and dropping tunes. But he's got a live drummer, a live percussionist, a live bassist, a live trombone player, and a singer.
Fucking
hell. He's dropping like re-edits of stuff, and they're coming in and out. It was pretty, pretty cool.
So what's the singer doing? Just doing a few little loops here and there, doing like what, like samples?
Yeah, she's
kind
of hosting a bit and kind of singing over stuff and kind of warbling over bits. She didn't do that much, to be honest. If I'm being honest with you. But it was really cool. I really enjoyed that. But there was a brass band. I forget what they're called now. It wasn't Old Dirty Brasses. It was something else.
Brass Machine.
Yeah, it's a great name, isn't it? Yeah, it's a great name, Old Dirty Brasses. But they were pretty good. They were doing some of their own stuff. But the band that was my highlight with the middle band, they were called Baba Funk, B-A-A-B-A Funk. And they were just this African funk band. And I was literally sat at the side of the stage, just like on the step, just watching, going, this is wicked. Wicked. Just really nice to hear some kind of groovy music.
It's a diverse selection of genres, isn't it? For a night. Yeah. It's
for one night.
What was it? Was it just literally like, not an open mic, but they just got, they get acts
so
on
the Hootenanny's nights, a bit like a... Sorry, I'm just getting a reggae work already. Yeah, so the Hootenanny is...
Is it the Jules Holland thing? It's the only time I've ever heard that word used.
That's like the New Year's thing.
Yeah.
Hootenanny means like a big party. That's what the meaning is behind it.
Fine. Just a jam session.
But it's like a venue in... It's a venue in Brixton, right? And the guy who runs the venue, Max, he's part of a crew called Swing and Bass, which is electro swing and drum and bass stuff. I'm not a big electro swing fan. But I've seen plenty of good drum and bass sets. And he kind of likes to mix up a bit. Doesn't really go too metal-y or too rocky, but like ska punk, reggae, drum and bass, like Balkan, African, gypsy funk, like Latin stuff. He goes in kind of that alternative area.
Nice.
So he tries and books like a lot of variety. So that was quite a varied night, but it was actually fairly busy as well.
I was going to say, was it well attended? Busy?
Yeah.
What's the venue like? Is it like a bar? Is it a nightclub? Is it a hall? What is it?
It looks like it's a big pub, right? Basically, and they've got like a little beer garden at the front. It's well chilled. There's like the main gig area, but there's a little bar area. There's like a pub area at the back of the pool table.
So is it like just a small stage area in the corner, like a pub sort of style thing?
No, the stage is big. Like.
It is like a dedicated music
venue. It'll come up to here on you. If you're stood, you'll come up to here on you.
Dino's rubbing his tits, for those of you.
His shoulder. Proper, so for me, well above my head.
Yeah, you're sat at the back.
Across one side of the pub, and they've got a DJ booth up there. Good sound system. Yeah, it's a proper music venue. It's not like a pub that's got a stage in the corner.
Yeah. So what was that called?
The Hootenanny in Brixton.
Hootenanny.
That's what it's actually called.
Yeah.
Right. Brixton Hootenanny.
Cool. Right, so here's one for you, because I was going to bring this up later. I was in Camden last week, and Dino, I shouted you, didn't I, for the gig? And you were late.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Just had a spare ticket. There's only a couple of people you can reach out to at times like that, isn't it? 5 hours before a gig in London.
I jumped on the tube, innit?
But we were in Camden on Saturday during the day, and there's this place called the Electric Ballroom. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucking rammer. I'm talking queuing round the next road. Everyone dressed up for a proper night out, and it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. I don't know anything about it. Anyone ever been? What is it?
Day raves
or something, or what?
No,
not sure. I've been past it. You've heard of it loads of times, but yeah, not
there. I've seen a band called Future of the Left there.
So they have it as a music venue, but what would that have been, a normal sort of nighttime gig or whatever?
Yeah, nighttime gig.
Yeah, so, this was Ramon. I mean, the point I'm getting at is it looked fucking decent, you know.
They have club nights there as well, though. I've seen Ocean Wisdom there.
This is what I was thinking. It might have been like a club night, but in the day, like
it's basically a venue. Like they've had like Progress Wrestling do shows there or did shows there.
Oh, it's one of those. They don't have anything.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Utility
yeah.
hall.
Market basically, on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, pretty much utility hall. Yeah,
yeah, utility. And then your wares on a Sunday morning.
I'll have a cake sale from the local Methodist church.
Women's Institute.
It's a good space. Night. It's not too big. It's probably about, I'd say, 1,500 to 2,000.
Okay.
Very, very most.
It looked good. I'm going to keep an eye on it. It's added to my ever-growing list of venues that I want to check out a bit more.
Have you
guys been to the Jazz Cafe?
Yeah, I've been there a few. I went and watched Skinny Matt, and we went. Who did we go and watch there? We went and watched one of those orchestra things. Might have been Biggie.
Oh yeah, we Wu-Tang, did, didn't we? Biggie, and that was XOYO. That was XOYO, guys.
Oh, was it? Oh, I've been to the Jazz Cafe for an orchestra.
The Jazz Cafe's hosting a Dre Orchestra at the minute, I think, or it was just before Christmas.
Yeah, I think we said about these before. They're a bit hit and miss. They're a good one.
Yeah, they're all right. It's just it's not really an orchestra. Basically, it's a live band.
Yeah.
They play the thing, and they've got like a string quartet and a couple of brass on the section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a couple of brass on the section.
A couple of brasses on the section.
Just some ladies tied up.
Yeah, just in case. All right, anyone? Brilliant. Right, did you choose any others before we get our next guest on, Mr. Hewins?
Open mic night's getting busier because seeing people crowding the door.
Yeah.
There's the one I've done a couple there. You and three celebs out of the session, and your starting lineup.
Yeah, because
it's hard, isn't it?
Who would it be? Artwork, the DJ, because he's just always funny.
Okay.
I mean, he's a funny. You should follow him on Instagram. He's a funny guy.
Artwork, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I reckon I'd have to throw Charlie Sheen in there for some good measure.
Oh, yes, that's a good shout.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
And in his heyday, someone like Stoke off Steve Austin to raise a bit of hell.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's hell of a table, isn't it?
Steve Austin and Charlie Sheen out on the set.
That's a bit of everything on that.
That is.
I've had to break mine down a little bit when I get into mine. I'll give you one of mine now. I've gone for a booze up lineup.
Go.
I'm getting smashed in an hour. I'm going out with Oliver Reed, George Best, and Gazza.
Oh, fuck me, you'd be dead. Gazza made my list. 90s Gazza made my list. Yeah. Brilliant. All right. Sweet. Dino, mate. Dino, is there anything else you want to bring to the table before you head home from the Prangers, my friend?
Yeah. I watched Jules Holland last night, and Ed Sheeran was on talking about his stuff and what he's doing and things. And he was picking out performances, so I always kept a shutdown. But I saw a band I'd never heard before, and I was quite impressed. Glass Animals.
Yeah.
Ever heard of them?
I've heard of them, yeah. I've been listening to one of their songs recently, but I can't tell you which one it is. Lee's bowled up to the table.
He has. Goaty's fluffing. It's only a four-seater table, but we'll have a quick overlap.
We'll sneak one in. We'll have a bit of overlap.
I've seen Goaty for years. How are you doing, son?
Hello, sweetheart. You're
right. All right, Lee. Yeah, listeners, Lee's weaseled in, hasn't he? But he's nipped out the back for a snout. He'll be back in a minute.
Just pulled up a stool.
Right, Dino, so Glass Animals. Anything else you're bringing to the table, my friend?
God, what have I listened to? What's on the shuffle at the moment? Let's have a look. The last three things. Recently played on Spotify.
It's like an old school free song, isn't it?
Our Little Sims album, All Day.
Yeah, big fan.
I listened to that. I listened to that twice on Friday. Listen to it straight away again. I listened to Jay Huss' Common Sense album twice on the Friday as well. I listened to this tune called Traveller by Chris Stapleton.
You know him, right?
Yeah, I know Chris Stapleton, yeah.
All right.
Tennessee Whiskey.
He's that tune I talked to you about with him. Him and Timberlake.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Cool. He's massive. Cool. Right? I don't think you could be much bigger than him in America. I don't think country's that big over here, is it? Unless you know
astronomically,
he's the man, is he? Mm, right. Cool. Sweet. Dino.
The Uber is here. So
yes, mate. Yeah, you enjoy that reggae rifle, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Cheers, Dean.
Pleasure. Catch you soon, again. Yeah. No, thanks for dropping back in, mate.
Good to see you all.
See you in a bit, mate.
Check you soon, boys.
Take it easy, pal. Nice one, soon, mate. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Oh, hello. Look.
Hello, Lee.
Hello, Lee. He's back from his snout, his vape. How you doing?
How you doing, boys? Right.
Welcome back.
He's jumped in Dino's seat pretty quick, hasn't he? This is rolling around all right, mate. Keep popping in.
Anyone could fucking... We're just getting them all on tonight.
Anyone could turn up.
So, what are you drinking, Lee?
Are you broadcasting from a murder basement?
Have you not seen my new office?
I've not seen your murder
basement. A couple of weeks ago, I was selling cardboard boxes. Then it was bike parts. I'm out of stock a bit at the minute.
You've only got two helmets left.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm going to merge them together.
Kidneys.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Don't worry about my
studio. How you been anyway, Lee? All right, mate?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. How's it been going, boys? Good to see you in on the season two finale. Congrats.
We've made it. Some said we never would.
Season two has actually improved massively in terms of numbers, listeners.
Yeah, we have. We've got a lot of listeners. And it's gone
we've got a real guest on earlier. I don't know if you listened to the one with All Right Fans. That did exceptionally well.
It did.
But quick question, what are you drinking? Demon's on the tea. You could buy tea.
Elderflower cordial.
Oh, for fuck.
Oh, what has happened to the prangers?
Sure, that's two drivers.
No more.
The real drinkers come in late at night, don't they?
These are the after work lads. He's been for a swim. I'll pop in and say hello. Yeah.
Okay, elderflower cordial. Do you bring that yourself?
I'll pop in or I'll never hear the end of it.
That's it. You did turn up.
That's it. But yeah, obviously you were sent through the little bit about what we're going to be talking about and stuff tonight. Have you picked some out for us? What's the first one you're bringing to the table, Lee, on open mic night?
Yeah, sure. So obviously we've already had my drink choice there. So I did go to a gig last week.
Nice. Oh, saucy.
I did. I got out. It was Rufus Wainwright.
That's a bit of you, isn't it? That is a bit of you.
You fucking knew it would be. So it was my birthday the other day.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Because I've left Facebook, I now have to find out via LinkedIn, which I don't ever check. So I'm like 4 days later. Sorry, mate.
My calendar's been filling up slowly as people tell me. I'm like, tell me again. And then it gets popped into the phone now.
That's
a great show.
We've actually gone retrograde. And
I'm going to get a paper calendar of everyone's birthday.
Exactly.
Where was Rufus?
It was at London Palladium. So.
Okay.
Well, it's a kind of the usual type of venue for a Rufus gig, to be fair. It's a bit of an avant-garde crowd sometimes. But the venue itself was quite good. Obviously, it's an old theatre, so the acoustics were good, but the chairs and kind of the space as a whole was, you know, built like however long ago, and it really feels like you're walking into a bit of a museum piece.
school assembly hall.
I love the old random. You can't beat them.
It was super, super random going into it anyway. Like you could see the singer kind of packed on a few as well. He was his costumes were looking a little bit tight. He was a little bit out of key.
So may I ask, is it one? It's one guy, yeah.
It is, yes.
British? Yeah.
What does he do? What music?
He's Canadian.
Canadian, okay.
Yeah. So he's from a musical family. The father's Loudon Wainwright, the third, as they do. His sister and mother as well, both sings various folk stuff and all that. But yeah, no, it was good. It was a nice, easy return to gigs, you know.
Break yourself in
theatre and take a seat and
I bet people were eating sushi and all sorts, weren't they, in the crowd? This is
did you have a nice interval?
It's funny you say that. Actually, there was what I can only assume was an entire row of Chinese tourists.
Okay, yeah.
Us, and it was bizarre because they showed absolutely no. It was just pure indifference to being
okay.
There. They just kind of sat there staring at the front, and I was like.
Are you guys enjoying this or are you being forced to be here?
We're in London on this date. We want to go to the London Palladium. What's on? Some guy from Canada. He'll do. Sat there and then walked out and go, right, I've been to the Palladium and that's it, isn't it?
I bet they all gave him a nice clap. Oh, they're very polite. We have no idea what's going on, but thank you.
Have either of you heard of him?
No, not got a clue.
Really? He's been around for ages, man.
I heard from him through Lee was playing his CD. Yeah. Oh, see, I was, there's more coming in. It's getting busy. I heard of him. Lee introduced me to him when we used to live together. It was your go-to Hangover album, I believe.
Yes.
Digging out of the hole.
Can I ask a question? Did he play Going to a Town?
He did, because he does every time. I think he's contractually obliged.
So he should be, because that is a banger.
He had a small band with him this time. So the tour was meant to have gone ahead in 2019, but obviously because of the Rona and everything, it didn't. So this was actually just an album tour. So he actually just kind of played the entire album, but at this point it's 2 years old.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a funny one on that. He did some cover stuff, that which was fun. Bit of Sandy Denny, if anyone's into that.
Fine.
but yeah.
Is it Mad Billy Strings and Jimmy Needles?
Jimmy Needles and Billy Strings.
But yeah, that's what we made it out to. So yeah, gigs are back on the menu. Gal, we're finally going to get out to see Darwin D's soon.
Yeah.
It's March of next year, so...
Okay, that's the one you had tickets for me and you for ages. I had no idea what I was going... Yeah. What am I going to?
Darwin D's.
What do they do then? Music?
See, I listened to them after you mentioned them last time on the pod. I did give it a go, but I can't remember what they were like, so that's how much
they were that good then. Really
imprinted on my mind. Yeah. Fucking went in there and came out the other ear, mate, so...
Don't feel too disheartened. I get this every week.
I'm looking forward to it, Lee. I don't know what's going on, but I'll be there. Good, Matt. Did you choose to answer any of our other wonderful questions?
Yeah, well, no. So that was the gig I went to. That's the drink I've been drinking. And I guess a gig story then, like my brother was then sending messages into the group chat between my other brother and I of the same gig. So I kind of stood up at the interval and I was like, you know, where the fuck are you? And he stood up like three rows in front of me.
That wasn't planned. You didn't know you were going.
So he bought tickets for it back in 2019.
Yeah.
So, and I just managed to kind of get some sweeps that
people
had got rid of. So we ended up at the same gig a few rows apart.
What, and you didn't know?
Obviously a close family then. You didn't realise that you were there.
Yeah, that is class. No. I like that. Look at that. The power of gigs, bringing brothers together. Fucking yes.
Big Rufus.
Lovely. Brothers, right.
We've got other guests arriving and turning up. So just, do you want to just quickly drop 50p in the jukebox, Lee, and give us this two-song shuffle?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, go on, son. These are the ones where you put a pound in, put five shockers on and run away.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, Bob Marley's always one of them. Okay, let's give you a little taste of where we're at then. First one is by June. It's called Smile Together. They're like a electro synth band.
Oh, they're gonna love that in the prangers, aren't they? The old boys.
Yeah.
As well with an elderflower cordial.
And the next one is by Cooking Soul. They are a bunch of hip hop beat producers, like a collective.
Check them out.
We get them all in, don't we? We bounce around the houses.
We'll have them all, mate. We will literally listen to anything.
mate,
pleasure. Absolutely.
Great to see you.
Do you want an elderflower to take away, lad? Do you want a lid for that? We'll get that. Run a little plastic.
Go home for a nice Radox bath after you swim in your elderflower juice.
Oh,
get
back and chill out.
Take it easy, pal. See you later, mate.
Good to see you, Lee.
Ta-da.
Hello.
Well, I tell you what, it's a quick turnaround tonight, isn't it? They're in, they're out.
Rolling in, it's just
anything's happening. This is the plan.
Sausage Fingers has turned up. We've got
here she is, the first lady of prangers, Judith Chalmers, because she's fucking always away on holiday.
Yeah,
let me tell you that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's Doug's turn, he's on at 7:30. I'm here just for the audience.
Well, you're talking as if we pre-planned all this. I don't know what about, mate. You've just turned up at the prangers.
I've just had a text from Doug. There's been an accident on the M25 and he's stuck in traffic and he's not going to make it. So
I'm not going to make it.
Doesn't he live in Ireland?
Yeah, he does, yeah, but that
was the M20.
I didn't know any motorways in Ireland, mate.
How's that affecting this evening so dramatically?
Sorry, his ferry's been delayed. He couldn't get into Holyhead, mate. No, he's up in the country somewhere in Ireland, gone for dinner, and he's fuming with Ema because she's told him it was lunch, and now he's found out it's dinner. But he did send me a picture saying, nice dinner, though, but that looks very dry to me. I'm not, I wasn't too sure on it. I told him it needs more gravy.
So, can we get it on the Instagram make or what?
It. Yeah, can I see this dry dinner on Instagram, please?
Can we get it on Instagram, Dave? Are we allowed? Yeah.
No, yeah. Don't, because I'm shit at Instagram.
Let's not talk about him anymore if he's not turning up.
Yeah. No, you're right, Lau. Fuck him. Bollocks. We love you, Broomy. Sorry.
I'll tell you what that looks like on that red plate. You know one of those Chinese restaurants with the old grey, sort of yellowy pictures of all the food? Like,
yeah,
that.
They
Where's the gravy, Dave?
They took it in the 70s. Yeah.
Looks like an apple crumble. With
looks like a bowl of cherry tomatoes on the table with a roast dinner. I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but...
Things.
Yeah. Anyway. So, anyway, Alexis.
Yeah, Lady Prangers, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, we're all good here in the Prangers. Sunday
are you at home or are you in an Airbnb?
Ryan, please.
Ryan.
I'm a, what would you call it? Like a cabin thing in Hay-on-Wye.
Well, still there, are you?
Still there.
Fair enough.
Welsh border. Very nice. You get about, don't you? Fair dues, mate. Have a little travel. Yeah. I'd stay far away from Egg if I could as well, to be honest with you.
Him next weekend, unfortunately.
Oh,
yeah, we've got the big Halloween party, haven't we? So we'll have a good session there.
You won't need a costume, mate.
Hey, no need for that.
Come on. Someone's got to say it.
So even though you're away on holiday, you've managed to drop into the open mic night at Prangers. So have you had a little look at what we're talking about this week? What you're bringing in for us?
So I thought I'd roll on to the second part of all the stuff I should have said the first time round.
Yeah.
Well, just one, really, which was, it's not a funny gig story, but it's a gig story. So, you know, I said I went to see Bastille at Scarborough Open Air Theatre.
Yeah.
So actually, the point of the story was, which I never got round to, so I was with my mate Liz, who lives in London. We've gone for beers in the arena, if you like, stadium. She's bumped into an old school friend from Solihull, so not seen each other for years. Bear in mind, we're all the way up north, so small world, lovely. Had a nice catch up on that. He's with his girlfriend, lovely. So then we've not seen him again until... Well, we've not seen him again throughout the gig, even though it's dead small and whatnot. As the gig finishes, we see someone like trying to jump the barrier to get on the stage. And we're like, what is this guy doing? He's off his head. He's lost it. Who is it? So then the bouncers are going wild because that shit just doesn't happen in Scarborough. You know, everyone's very friendly. No one tries to storm the stage at the last gig on a Wednesday night, wherever it was. Anyway, then you see the Bastille band like saying, no, it's fine. Anyway, he gets up on stage. It's my mate Liz's friend who we were talking to. And we're like, what? I thought you said he was a sound guy. Like, he's embarrassing himself here. He's on stage. Next minute, gets down on one knee, doesn't he?
Oh, Jesus.
He proposes.
Imagine if they tackled him, not today.
Is that good or bad, though? I think it's a bit tacky.
I think it's brilliant. That's why I always jump on it, tag on to the end of Doug's, because he's not turned up, which says everything. But we're all going to Foo Fighters next year.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Ema's coming, his girlfriend. This
oh,
is
you've got to try and stick.
Are you going to try getting to propose to his missus at the gig?
Yes.
Oh,
I was.
Fucking hell.
Well, she's puking into a poncho like she did last time.
Yeah, she wouldn't have a... but to be fair, the Bastille lads, because we saw him in the pub after, she said yes, obviously, it was all very nice. They had champagne for him, he hung out with them for ages and that. So that's dead nice, actually.
Fair play for them, that's a nice touch. Imagine if she said no. Oh.
Oh.
You'd say yes.
And then say no a week later. I thought,
didn't really mean it. I didn't mean it.
My head was gone. You put me on the spot.
Yeah. I've got a story about ham sandwiches at V Festival, but we'd have to take that one offline. And
I've had this with my questions and stories. A lot of them, I've just got no hope of telling on here.
Imagine oversharing on this podcast. I mean, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? Leave that up to me.
There's chance in your arm, isn't there, about, you know,
We might have told a few. So did you manage to put some thought into any of our other questions?
So that was one, and then the other one. Well, it's more of a question for you guys. I need your opinion, really.
It's fine.
Is it on James Arthur? Because it's always no.
I've said yes.
We're gonna have the time of our lives, Dave. As you know,
it'll be good. It'll be good.
Maybe you two in there, you'd be all right.
Yeah, you three. Wonderful night, the three of you.
So I've unfortunately not been to any gigs yet, which is a crying shame. But I'm seeing Fatboy Slim, like I mentioned, in 3 weeks. Now, my question is, he's live streaming his set from London on the 5th. So 2 weeks before I go, do I watch it?
Nah.
No.
Just forget about it. Like it never happened. Just ignore it. You can't do that.
What's the point?
I wouldn't. No.
Because it's that sort of music, I don't think you'd remember some of the stuff anyway.
It will pretty much be the same set, won't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
No, then, is the answer. Do not watch.
I don't think so. It's like, do you watch festivals if you've not been? I can't watch stuff on TV. Oh, no.
Oh, I watch Glastonbury all weekend.
Oh, I can't. No, not the years we've missed out on tickets.
No, every year. I like watching old Glastos a couple of days after. I do watch it. We watch it at home, the big events. We watch the main pyramid stage that night, but don't know.
I feel like I want to watch it, but at the same time, you're right. Maybe I'll just record it.
Yeah, where is it? Where are you going to watch him again?
Birmingham.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, you just put it on and just have a few people around. So it's in the background, so you've got good music, but you're just drinking.
Just drinking. Get Dave round for the night.
Yeah.
Why not? And then another one I was going to ask, I've gone off script, but and I know it's a positive show in that, but singers that you absolutely hate. So if they come on the radio and you have to turn them off, who are they?
Thank you. I tried to broach this the other day and Dave got all upset going, hey, such a strong word. And it is, Dave, but still, there's a time for it. And it's Fat Man Scoop Brooklyn Clan. Fucking hate that song, man. But everyone goes mad when he drops that little. It's just horrible.
Yeah, but I think thanks for making me think about it. Commercialization, though, Gaz.
I just fucking hate that song. Yeah, I hate it. Hate it. So anyway, I'm all for this conversation.
All right, let's have it.
My old man despises. No, my old dear despises ABBA. Won't even say their name. Yeah. Hates them.
Mrs. hates Elton John.
Yeah.
What?
Natalie absolutely hates Elton John to the point where she wants him to die, but then is worried there'll be loads of tributes to him. So thinks he might be better off alive. And she's in just this position of what do I want from him? But she thinks he's out to ruin her life. He once landed in a helicopter in the field opposite her house and drove by her house. She found out the next day and was fuming. He's been this close to my house. I would have thrown something at him.
Yeah, thrown my shoes at him.
Yeah, no, she hates him. But the boys enjoy it now because they now sing Elton John songs to her. So it's good fun.
I like that.
Got a Halloween party as Elton John next weekend. But
yes. She'd lose her mind.
You've got it.
That is brilliant. So I'm guessing there's someone that that made you want to ask this question.
Well, I've got one, but I think you like him, you know. I think you've mentioned him before. Can't stand his voice.
You went?
James Blunt.
Jay Bug. Oh, no. It's
Jay Bug.
That's, honestly.
Yeah.
He's so inoffensive, though.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about? It kept cutting out. We talk about Jake Bug.
Jake Bug, Jake right. Bug.
To be fair, his last 4 hours, absolute shite.
Yeah, first one was great, though. Great. No, I'll give it to you. Great. You're entitled to your opinion. It's fine.
I'm trying to think of someone I hate and I can't.
Aren't you such an open-minded, lovely human?
No, I'm just
scouting for girls.
Scouting for girls.
I like them. Enjoy it.
I enjoy it.
I can't think of one that. There's obviously a lot of fuck off tracks that I skip. Nothing gets me big angry.
What about Jess Lynn? She's a bit of a.
Who was the one? Jessie J, when she warbled, she used to get me angry at the end of songs. There's one that she used to piss me off.
That's touched the nerve a bit. Is she still doing bits? Is she still floating about? I don't know. No.
She's like a mannequin, isn't she?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. You started something now.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble for hate speech now. That's it. Prangers is banned for hate speech.
Yeah. We'll come back to something else.
Yeah. We'll have to reinvent
ourselves.
We're
going to have to fill in for Doug as we're going through, though. Have you got any funny stories you can tell us, Lau? Or shall I tell a funny story about you?
Go on. I said to Gary, actually, I can't think of any funny stories, which is awful, really, isn't it?
No, it is hard when, again, when you ask these questions, I literally struggled over the three people I'd love to have a sesh with, which is stupid.
Oh, come on, let's hear yours then.
Mine was 90s Gazza. Jack O'Connell, because I just reckon he'd be an absolute fucking lad on a night out.
All right, fine. He's an actor for you too.
And Mickey Flanagan.
All
right. Really?
Yeah. Just out on the session with those three, I'm happy. But then there's so many more.
See, I went for a dinner party lineup, just sat around the table having jokes, thought it'd be quite good. Stephen Fry, Jimmy Carr, and Joe Wilkinson. I thought that would be a right of a table for me.
I reckon Stephen Fry would get a bit.
I'd want someone to have a...
Nah, on his high horse, like, you know.
Jimmy Carr takes a piss out of him and Joe Wilkinson, like, sniffs the soul. I think it would be a mad mix combo, so...
He'd give you a reach around as well, I reckon.
Yeah.
If you ask nicely.
Stephen Fry.
Shall I give you one of my tables, then?
Of course.
We've got Jimmy Bullard. Freddie Flintoff before he got sober, and then Russell Brand obviously before he got sober.
That's a funny table,
isn't it? I think
that is. I can get behind that.
Got another table, but it's a very different table.
Go on then.
Escobar, Maradona, Jordan Belfort.
Oh, fucking hell!
I'm not coming back from that, am I? Let's be honest.
No, mate. You get that septum, it'll be gone, mate.
Yeah.
You're like a fucking wind tunnel.
Daniela Westbrook, just waiting.
Yeah, literally. Ryan can't come out. His face is caved in.
Yeah, bits of nose flying everywhere.
Jesus. Yeah.
Big table.
Strong one.
I've also got to thank you guys for introducing All Right Fans to the broader spectrum, man.
Oh, yeah. Dave said you lost about an hour or so on the first day of watching him.
Every night, I'm signed up, mate. He's great.
Oh, he's fucking hilarious. And do you know what, boys? I did meet him at the streets, at the manager.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I see him outside. It was just, we got out of the taxi and he was stood at the stage door outside. Yeah. And mate, I'm not going to be like, oh, right, mate. That's not my style. I just sort of said hello and that. And he was like, oh, Prangers and Mash. He was steaming by the time.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, enjoy your night, mate.
Did he do his song?
No, did he fuck? He was battered.
You see, I have to bring this up. I didn't make it down to this gig that was meant to be going to. Shit just hit the fan. My world fell apart. I let my head go and it just went right for going everything going on. So I didn't go down to the gig. And it happened to be one of Gaz's top three gigs of all time. Even Si Rose says it was an amazing gig. Perfect venue, perfect vibes, but I just want in the right headspace to go.
That is what it is, man. It's what it is. It's only ever like frustration because you're not there to enjoy it. It's not like I'm actually angry at you per se. I just rather you was there enjoying it. But
yes, I know, mate. You weren't angry at me at all, mate. I know that.
No, I was angry at life at the time.
You were,
fucking bollocks. Flaking bastards. It was a cracking gig. It was just like, I know it's a cliche to say, like, I used to do this back in the day, right? When your mates wouldn't come out and then you would then tell them it was the best night ever. It was a shit night, but you'd say it simply because they weren't there. Like, you wanker, you missed out on a great night. And it was bollocks.
No, but we ain't like that.
But it really was legitimately. I don't know what, I think a lot of it is just the timing. Like, everyone, again, is just, you do your first couple of gigs and it's a bit tetchy. I'm like three or four gigs in now, so you kind of, it feels how it used to. The first couple, everyone's a bit standoffish, freaking out, whatever.
Is that right? What I'm saying, this fat boy slim in 3 weeks, and that's not a...
That's going to be lively.
Face-to-face, tight.
That is.
That's going to be a mad gig.
Yeah. And I think if you've got a lot of people that have already been out and about, you've obviously been doing bits, so you'll be fine. But it was like, this gig was, 2 years in the making, I think?
Longer. We've had that book for a long time.
Yeah, and it's just that perfect moment. Everyone was in the right mood. It reminded me of the first few Streets gigs that I'd done, like, 15 years ago at Brixton Academy. Just proper beer leeriness. It justified having my gig top, because I've got the same feeler tracky top that I wear to every gig.
It's going on my Christmas list, one like it. I've got one with Spurs.
My if you Spurs see me in that, it's because I'm going to a gig. Jacket,
but it's Spurs. I need one that's non-Spurs, mate.
A shop in Leeds. Gaz will know it. It's actually called Ryan's. It's not that far from the train station. And it just sells all those sort of trackies.
Yeah.
Yes, I know the one. Yeah. But that was it. I mean, I'm so glad I wore it because to the point I had to get home, almost contemplate burning it and jump in the shower. I was that covered in booze, cider. Oh, hopefully not piss. Probably a bit of piss. Probably. Yeah.
Bit of your own piss.
Might have been, yeah. Just roll with the punches, don't you?
Yeah.
It was good, though. But you were missed, Dave. You were missed, but...
Oh, no. Well, we've got it again. We've got a streets gig, haven't we, booked in January, which is going to be large, so that'll be good.
And also, mate, we're in our late 30s with kids and shit, so, you know, it's allowed. It's allowed.
Also, Tramlines 2022.
Yes. Keen.
We'll do some different ones next year, I reckon. So are you watching anything else? You got anything else to bring to the table, Lady Prangers?
So again, something else that I never mentioned was something to watch is a series called Dark on Netflix.
You keep banging on.
I feel
on
like we've this. Heard this before, yeah.
No, I've not heard of it.
I think it's definitely German. Did we watch it with subtitles? I think we did. It's one of the best things I've ever seen. It's so underrated. It never made it. Like, it never popped like, what's everyone watching at the minute? Squid Game, which is bad.
Yeah.
But this Dark, honestly, is something else. It's up there with Game of Thrones.
What is it?
Your stepbrother, recommended it to us, didn't you? Like, you've watched it. I haven't picked up on it.
Yeah, it's sort of, I mean, it sounds awful, because if someone said to me time travel, I'd be like, nah. But if someone said... dragons and stuff for Game of Thrones, I'd have said nah, but it's time travel, but it's really clever stuff. It's just
got a werewolf in it.
No.
I'm out.
And he's a werewolf. Oh, that's got to be one of my favorite sound bites ever. Me and my like, oh, this sounds sick. And he's a werewolf.
I'm out.
No, watch it, honestly. Watch it, it's brilliant.
Yeah, well, what? Get it on.
Dark. All right, I'll get into that.
Yeah.
Right, quickly, Laura, name us an artist you'd like to have seen live that's now deaded.
Do they have to be dead?
No, it can be R. Kelly. No, you can't be seeing R. Kelly, boy.
Now, I'm not begging for an invite here because I did a kind thing. But and which I'll explain in a bit, but I've never seen a Streets live yet.
Which is an
absolute shame. So then my sister texts me the other week, obviously Dave's wife, and says, do you and Egg want to go and see the Streets if we're getting them for a Christmas present? So I'm like, I do, but I just know he'd rather go with the guys, right? I had to bow down. And then it all came out that you lot had already bought them anyway, and he'd not told her.
And just not got round to telling her, that's all.
Mate, do you know how awkward that was? Natalie texts me. She
awkward for me.
Oh, my God. She was like, oh, I'm thinking of getting these tickets for Egg's birthday. And I was like, that's a blinding idea. However, we kind of already booked those. And it was so awkward, you fucker. So that was your fault, Lau. Cheers. But still, great gesture. Great gesture.
Sure, yeah. My fault was... Unselfish.
I did offer Lau, I'd message so he could come down with us, but it's seven lads go to Brixton Academy. It's a bit off. Or
mate, with you lot's track record, there'll be three of us. There won't be fucking seven.
I'll be there.
Nah, I'm dying off that for years, mate. Now
you let me know when Egg done
there. You can have Egg spot when he flops.
That's it, really. That's on my list. I think the good news is I feel like I've seen everyone I want to see.
That's weirdly. Good.
That's a lot, isn't it?
No. It's good. It's good. Right. Is there anything else you'd like to leave on the table before you go back to your
holiday?
Some form of glamping pod of some form. One of those like big fucking roll top baths that fills up from the ceiling. You got one of those, haven't you?
Just a hot sub, unfortunately.
Just a hot tub.
Yeah, one band that I never mentioned and I absolutely should have because they're awesome. Come on, Ryan, hit me with this. Gomez.
Oh, wow. We haven't heard that for ages. Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Great band.
Yeah.
Nothing. But Ryan's happy, so I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we bring you on, lad, just for a bit of moral support and a bit of backup.
Talk to me about Gomez then. Old school, new school, what?
That's old.
school, but his voice is like very bluesy, I'd say. So, and I'd say the track that you would like, well, the most mainstream track is Whipping Piccadilly. Yeah. But the whole that album, what was it, 90?
I was going to say, yeah, I actually picked up the guitar the other day and I played that song. It's just like, because it's only two chords. Just randomly, it was like, oh, wow. Mental.
I mean, that means you've got to play us out with that tonight now you've said it.
Yeah, oh, I'll add it in at the end, should I?
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to bring my guitar. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. I've happened to bring it to the Prangers. I'll leave it in.
They're always there.
It is open mic night. Come on, this is Ryan's dream, mate. Yeah. Open mic night is Ryan's dream, and we all know it.
I started my career.
You was a massive fan of Ash as well, weren't you?
Yeah, we talked about Ash the first time round.
Did you?
His gig, I think.
Got into it. Yeah. Well, right. I think we're going to be ready for our next guest in a minute, aren't we?
Yeah. Well,
Lau's put the effort in for two people, and I applaud her for it.
Well done, Lau.
Absolute hero. Broomy, you owe Lau beers and things.
Yeah, big star, Douglas.
Yeah.
No way.
We'll get Douglas to send in a little voice note or something. He is stuck on the ferry at Holyhead. Oh, things have gone wrong, mate.
Stuck on the ferry, the M25.
Get up in the crow's nest.
So shall I ask you boys a couple of questions then?
Yeah, I'm gonna pop to Lou once Lau's exit the venue, and then we've got checking up being else dipping in tonight.
Could well be, yeah. I mean, we'll put the feelers out.
I'll come with you, Gaz.
Shall we? Shall we have a little? Lau, it's been a pleasure, love.
I'm gonna jump in the hot tub now.
Yes, you enjoy.
Enjoy. Thanks, Lau.
See you later, Lau. Take care. Ta da.
All right, then, fellas, I will ask you for a funny story each, because that's why we're here. So a little over-the-table story, peel the label off.
Okay, I mean, it's hard. You've got to pick and choose your battles with what you divulge on this podcast.
Absolutely right, yeah. And I think we've done a lot of that.
I'm just going to give a little one from back in the school days. Like maybe school days, 16, 17, up at the posh houses in Hazelmere, fluffing a couple of girls at the time that went to our school and that. Do you have the ones where, you know, now I've got a free house. My parents are out all night. I've got a free house. Yeah, went round. Me and my old wingman, Meekin, my old cousin, bless him. So, yeah, we're in this living room, whatever, you know, the drill. It's about three of us, three girls, whatever. And then the headlights shine in and the big fear. It's my parents. And at that age, you just shit yourself, don't you?
Especially Ruffin's coming up from Totteridge, mate.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We had no right to be there. They would have probably thought we were burgling it or something. We were just fluffing. Nothing.
She would have thrown you under the bus as well, wouldn't she? They are burgling.
Oh, all day long. Yeah, they're robbing us. Yeah. I never thought of that, Ryan. That's why I fucked off sharpish. Yeah. So we've run out of the back garden. Obviously, you don't know where you are. You just run. So my cousin's cleared the fence out of the garden, right? And those ones you think you're on track and you get a little hesitant before you do the final jump. Yeah. So I've ballsed it slightly because I'm off track. But I've landed on the other side of the fence, but I've not fell. So I'm fucking held onto this fence by my belt. My belt has snagged the top of this fence and I'm hanging like backwards. Like at this age, spine and back would have been fucked. At that age, you know, not a drama.
Just flapping about.
So he's like, my cousin's pissing himself at me. And I'm obviously, oh, get me down, you dickhead. You got to laugh. So then my belt's broke. I've fallen. He's carried on laughing, turned round, gone to run off and run straight into a fucking swimming pool. That's like, yes! Yes! And then the fucking security lights have come on and all sorts. And I just run around the corner.
Brilliant. Love it.
Brilliant.
You see, my story, that little funny story, I've got to say, linked to Grafton as well. I was in the Old Orchard. We always spoke about that, your local nightclub where everyone goes. It's a shit club, but everyone goes there at the weekend. Back in the days when pubs shut early and you had to go to a nightclub. So we're in there, half cut, pissed up. I look over and I see my mate chatting this bird up, and he looks like he's doing quite well, getting on well with this. Obviously, you're not allowed to call them birds anymore, are you? You're chatting this lady up. Having a good chirps, and I thought, right, I'm going to fuck him up. So I walked up over to him, and I licked him from just under his chin all the way up the side of his face, over the top of his eye, and he turned and looked at me, and I went, oh, shit, sorry, mate, I thought you were someone else. Never seen this bloke before in my life.
Oh, wow.
I thought this bloke was my mate, and I've just licked his face from top to
bottom. Oh, it's so awkward when you do stuff like that. I've never licked his face. And he's looked at
me and I've gone, really sorry, mate. I thought you were someone else. Let me buy you a drink. Like, thankfully, he wasn't a lunatic that just, like, stabbed me or anything. But I've just licked a stranger's face in a nightclub for no reason whatsoever and got away with it. So, yeah, that's just...
I mean, I've done it. I've run it. I've gone up behind us. All right, boy, thinking it's one of my pals. And they're like, fuck you. I'm like, oh, shit, mate. My bad.
Yeah, she's a really ugly girl.
Face.
Yeah, or give the old middle finger to someone in the car, thinking it's your mate. Yeah. It's like, oh shit, that's not even his car anymore. Yeah, sorry, my bad.
Cool. Though.
Yeah, done me in. Then another one I've thought of, which is one of my favourite stories of all time. Although it's not about me, it's one that was told in Portugal of obviously living over there. There's Scouse John, an absolute madman. Everyone had different funny names, but he's telling me this story about they went out sea fishing. There was like six of them. They went out and they're all beard up, sea fishing over the edge of the boat and whatever. And one of the older guys with them, false teeth, they're over having a good old giggle and his teeth fell out and they hit the edge of the boat and bounced in the water. And he's like, oh, fucking hell. So they're all crying with laughter. This old boy's lost his teeth. So they carry on fishing. And about 10 minutes later, one of the other old boys with him went, right, we'll fucking have him. He takes his false teeth out, ties it on the end of the line and sits there and then pulls him in and goes, yeah, fucking hell, Steve, look at that, unbelievable. Look, I've got him. And then Steve grabs him off the fish hook and goes, I can't believe you've caught my teeth. Puts him in his mouth and went, oh, fucking hell, they're not mine. And then threw him over the side of the boat. And then there's two geezers on the boat with no fucking teeth. Now, they told me this story. And it's one of my favorites. I don't even care if it's not true.
No, me neither. I'm fully invested.
Two old boats. Oh, they're not fucking mine. Wallace threw him back over the side.
Oh, my God.
But he swears down, Scouse John, that this was true. And I believe
it has to be true.
No, mate. I thought he was going to say a fish came out of him in his fucking mouth.
Oh, no, imagine.
But yeah, one of my favourite stories.
Oh, that is amazing.
Jesus hates crying. That, mate, that is that's tickled.
Genuine
me.
Tears.
That is I'm a big fan of that. Got a lot of time for it.
Brilliant. Oh, I love it. I haven't really got any like really good story, anything that I can share anyway. I'll give you one. A few years ago we were drinking in the Checkers in Watlington Gow.
Yeah.
Which is a short walk from where we both used to live. So anyway, me and my wife in there drinking. Don't know what time it was. It wasn't particularly late. We both had a few. And at some point, I must have turned around and she'd gone. And I was like, oh, must have gone home. So I walked home, got back, tried the door, locked. So like, oh, for fuck's sake. All the lights were off. So like, this isn't a good start. So knocked the door, nothing. Knocked the window, nothing. Right at the back, knocked the window, threw stones at the bedroom window at the back, nothing. I was out there for about 3 hours. At this point, it's like 2 a.m, knocking on all the doors, windows, a bit pissed. Obviously, the next door neighbours obviously heard this, Russian family. He's come out and he's pissed off. He's like, try again.
Understandably, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, can you get in? He's like, no, obviously. I'd be in. And he kind of let me knock a little bit more, like sort of watch me. He goes, oh, don't worry, we'll sort you out. I was like, oh, brilliant. Don't let me sleep on the sofa or something. And he's come out with a cup of coffee. I don't drink tea or coffee. And he's opened his Yaris on the fucking driveway. Gave me a blanket. I could sleep in the car. Fucking prick.
To be fair, at least he offered you something.
Oh, it's freezing.
What had actually happened? And your missus gone home and fallen asleep?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And she was still in the pub.
In the pub, yeah. She's gone outside for a bit of fresh air.
I think she's just gone home, gone to sleep, gone to bed. Just one of those. Yeah. Such a random.
She did actually leave you. I thought you'd left her in the pub. I thought
no. Yeah, she was there.
You're just smashed the window and she comes up behind you. What are you doing, dickhead?
Yeah. Because the next morning I sort of woke up because I somehow managed to sleep in a Yaris. I got up and just as she was sort of driving, like coming back in, like to say, I was like, no, I slept in the car. It's brilliant. It wasn't brilliant, it was horrible, but.
Yeah. Mate, I've slept in a few cars in my time. It's not fun, is it?
Yeah. I've woke up. Do you remember? I've walked back pissed and I fell asleep on the bench outside Hazelmere Library, the posh ends you used to pop up to, Gary.
Yeah.
On the bench, I can see my house and I've slept on that bench. I'm like, I can see the house. I've got this far. what's made me sit on this bench and go to sleep and just wake up there? I mean, it's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, you probably think so. If I've put a good shift in, I had a little 5 minute. I'll have a snout before I get home.
I reckon then, that's what it is. Sit down, have a quick smoke before I go in and fall asleep with a fag in my mouth.
Mate,
I've got another story. It's
good because I've got to break it to the team. There's been a message in the group.
Oh, which one is it?
Oh no,
he can't make it. He can't make it. It's Fraz.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, we'll catch up with him at the actual prangers.
Yeah, we'll see him at the prangers. He's I don't know, what is the most sort of Sunday night excuse you can think of?
Stuck on the M25 because the ferry broke down. Can't
I'd say so. Or it's Sunday night and he's just sat at home in his joggers watching a film. Yeah.
You had one too many glasses of wine with your Sunday dinner and now you're falling asleep on the sofa.
Yeah. I was well on the verge of having a sleep earlier after a few beers, football.
Mm. Yeah.
But then I went another way and watched the Corrupt FM film.
Oh, any good?
Right. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Well, funny. But anyway, Ryan, I digress.
Just a very quick story, because I wrote down 8 little things to get me going. I went to Maggots a few years ago on a stag do. And it's with quite a lot of lads that play football. You might know him, actually. His name's Mitch. Plays for Flatwell, or used to. I can't remember his second name. Anyway, we've gone there, and we're at this bar. Can't remember what the bar's called. And we're sat in there, and it's open bar kind of thing. There's no roof or anything, because obviously it was warm. And you could just hear this noise, like rushing water. And we're all there in our swim shorts and stuff and T-shirts. You look over, and there's just water pouring from underneath.
You said about this.
And he's literally just out the bar having a drink. Can't be bothered to go to the toilet, so he's just pissing himself. Mm. It's like, what the fuck? So that threw me anyway. And we go back to the hotel at the time. It might have been a different day. Same guy. We're playing cards in one of the bedrooms. And he's sat on the bed, naked, as you do. And he's just pissing himself on the bed. We weren't even like that pissed. But he's just fucking pissing his pants. Like, well, no, pants, he ain't got any pants on. He's just pissing himself all over the bedroom floor just so he doesn't break the cards, like break card game. It's fucking... Jesus. No, like, it's so funny.
To the card game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why are you going away with these people, Ryan?
It wasn't my stag, dude. I just got invited.
Yeah. It's mad. Do you know what? It's weird when there's a tenuous link to someone, you get invited on their stag, do, isn't it? Yeah. And you kind of might know them and one other lad, but you're going into this whole other group of lads and you've got like 2 days to suss out.
You've got to suss out who you're talking to.
Well, I went as the groom's brother's mate, basically. So I was quite like the weakest link, if you like. I was like groom's brother's mate. So he had a mate to bring. It was me. But yeah, it was a good laugh. It's probably a lot more stories in there, to be fair. But no, yeah, good laugh, that. All good.
Yeah.
What else we got on the table? We haven't really done the artist thing that we wish we could have seen it, but we've done one or two.
No, we've done one. So let's delve into that. I mean, mine was the first one I could honestly think of was Tupac. Like, I imagine what him and Biggie would be nowadays. They would be fucking superstars, you know, Jay-Z, but bigger. To have seen him live somewhere like back in the day would have been absolutely brilliant.
I feel like having those type of people around still now would mean that we've got better quality, like, musicians coming out in that genre.
Yeah. I mean, they were so fucking far ahead of themselves and so good. But yeah, just like, the thing is, at that era, when you try to find gig videos of concerts back then, it is literally people on the old big fucking VHS recorders. So the quality is dog shit, but...
Yeah. No, fair play.
I think that's what makes it so good as well, the nostalgia around it, the grainy videos and memories of youth. But, I mean, do you think that they would have gone on to be as big as, like, Jay-Z? Would have they had 10 album runs of good stuff? Man. Or would they have gone bonkers like Kanye? You know what I mean? Where would it have gone? Do you think they were
good
and steady enough of...
You'd like to think so. I mean, I think Biggie would have.
I really think Biggie had that.
Well, then I think Tupac would have probably come on to be like one of the best actors ever as well, because he was immense at acting, wasn't he?
Yeah, he would have crossed over. Definitely.
Really, really good.
I had someone talking about Above the Rim the other day.
What a film that was. Yeah.
And one of the guys on there went, I went and bought this the other day, and it was the cassette soundtrack to Above the Rim.
Oh,
I went back and bought a cassette to go back in time on that. But I mean, that would have been that I'll watch that film over and over and over. So I did. Loved
wasn't
it.
Someone on here saying that tape decks are having a revival? Tape packs are having a revival.
Yeah, yeah. So I've heard about it, that the sales are going up of tape cassettes. Yeah. I've read somewhere that it's coming.
But what purpose, though, for the sound? Like this sort of,
I don't know, well, just nostalgia going back.
Nostalgia, isn't it, man?
Fucking, yeah. It's long, though. Unless there's a new way of sort of recording to tape kind of thing and editing tape, I can't see it taking off. It's going to be another mini disc, isn't it, that tape? Tape two.
No, it would just be reprinting old stuff, wouldn't it? They're not going to be recording the masters onto fucking tape, are they?
Damn well they should. No, I actually had three that I would want to go. So I'd fucking just always have more than I should, shouldn't I? But Queen, Beatles, Beach Boys. For me, there were three that I could just come up with just off the cuff, but
I was trying to think of one that wasn't one that was all over the place, is on every list, but then I think she is, and I think it's come from my little jazz listening this week. I'd have liked to listen to Winehouse sing live properly in a small venue, think for. Although she was nuts,
she did do a lot of singer once. She did do a lot of small intimate gigs, didn't she?
Yeah, and I think seeing one of them would have been awesome. I mean, I don't know how good she would have been if she'd survived or what would have gone on, but I think her voice, when I've heard the little bits of her live, like I think there was one on Jules Holland, it just sounded like she got you. You know what I mean? One of them voices that dragged you in a smaller venue, I think.
Could have been.
So that was one I thought of.
There's a cover she did. I can't think what the song is. I'll figure it out. She did a cover of a song. It's unreal. It's just her, and I think it's a piano.
Get on that.
I'll find what it is. Yeah, just come to me with that. I like it.
Well, gents, I think we've answered our questions. I don't know if anyone else will be joining us in the prangers this evening. Who knows?
What's your little usual suspects?
I was going to say we can still put some stuff on the table, can't we?
Yeah, all right then. Who wants to go first?
Ryan.
All right.
You, my friend.
Okay, fine. I do it as we normally do. Phineas has got a new album out, Billie Eilish's brother.
Are
you still on that then? What I mean is, what is it?
It's like poppy sort. It's not pop, like cheesy pop, but I guess it would come under pop. I don't really know. It's all right. I need to give it a few more goes. I just like his lyrics because he tells stories. I like the way he finishes like lines and stuff. It's not just like standard rhyme. It's the thing is because his sister's Billie Eilish, and I don't know if you've noticed, but recently she seems to have discovered that she's got big boobs, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. Like she gets called about it. Yeah, it's fucking nuts. Now she's got big boobs. He's going to struggle to get any more publicity, but I'm guessing he's living off.
He's riding the wave anyway.
He's published all that stuff, anyway, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's the brains behind it, isn't he? Like production
wise. But no, that's all I've sort of listened to this week with that. Not really reading anywhere, but I'm taking a few books away with me next week. I'm going away for the weekend. So,
where are you going, lad?
Just Devon. Just going to see the in-laws.
Is that in the really hot house?
Yeah, aren't they all?
Aren't they fucking all, mate? Yeah. I had to eat curry in 38 degrees last night in the living room.
Okay,
and then put a log burner on, you know, just in case it's a bit of chill.
Fuck me.
See, I get that. Like, this girl put the log burner on, it's good ambience, but fucking roast you.
It's what fucking is, mate. It's good ambience because every cunt goes to sleep.
Yeah. But no, I was going to say, I'll report back on my reading if we get enough call for a season 3.
We'll have to discuss that, won't we?
Yeah.
We never had a plan of action, did we?
No, boys? Yeah. We'll see what happens. But Lau mentioned it earlier, smash Squid Game, brilliant.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Enjoy it.
I'm only one episode in.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was good. I mean, it happened, didn't it, last year when that film came out? So I'm not going to offer anything here, but it became the most watched film. Chris Hemsworth? It became the most watched film on Netflix history, and it was just like in the midst of lockdown.
Right.
And it was all right. I think it was a case. It was perfect timing because everyone just wanted something to watch.
Mm.
And I felt a bit like
Tiger
that.
King.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I felt that was a bit like this with Squid Games. Like everyone's latched onto it at the same time because everyone's always itching for a new series.
Yeah.
So I kind of went in thinking, nah, it might not be as good, but it's fucking solid. It is very, very
How did you watch it? Did you watch it with subtitles or did you watch it dubbed?
How dare you?
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. I feel like you're missing so much.
Yeah, why would you watch it dubbed, man?
But it started dubbed.
The first episode I've watched it on dubbed. Listen, Gaz, I pressed play thinking it'd be subtitled and it was dubbed. And halfway in, I thought, oh, this is dubbed. Yeah. And I don't know how to work the box for fucking subtitles.
Yeah, I had to swap it. It's such a better experience, I think. Because you can actually see them speaking.
And on that note, I was going to say it anyway in a bit, but I've started watching The Tunnel, and that's subtitles. Right. Well, I've never had an issue with subtitles.
The French English
one,
the Eurotunnel one.
Have they kicked the body just over one side?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. It's been on my list for a while, so I've just started watching that. But yeah. I don't know. I've never had an issue with subtitles.
No,
I haven't. We spoke about City of God watching that. You know, I mean, all of it. I don't mind subtitles.
Isn't it weird that you get to a point where you don't even realise you're doing it?
Yeah, no.
The only thing I don't like with subtitles is I sometimes miss little quirks on faces and looks and bits in the background because you're reading. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that I find with subtitles. But
that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I've got a few other things. Forgotten Battle on Netflix, war film. Shared it with you, Gaz.
I thought
it was good. I think there's a lot of war films. I think the problem is because we're quite big on the war films and series with everything. It's got a lot to live up to, but I enjoyed it. It sort of came out of nowhere a little bit. Finished the Escobar documentary because I'm obsessed. And then I started Nine-Nine again, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because my wife hasn't seen it. She says to me, like, when I'm watching it in the background, can we watch it? So we started it, but then she had a phone out, so I switched it off.
Standard. But it's a perfect program to have one in the background, as you said.
If one Lau's banged on about that, I've seen some clips of it when the one where they're talking about the fire in the dildo factory or something, and there's a sign language person next to her.
This
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
The best one is the where he gets a suspect to sing Backstreet Boys.
That's not the first episode, is it?
That is fucking hilarious.
So Lal always does it, Name Your Sex Tape. And I've picked that up and I do that all the time, even though I've not watched the programme. And I find myself doing that all the time, even though I've not watched it.
The thing is, they're only 20-minute episodes, so you can fly through two or three.
Yeah, that could be good for a work on lunch break.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Eating a sandwich.
Fuck talking to your colleagues.
No, they don't talk. It's strange. Anyway, that's a different story. But yeah, we don't have mad conversations. I've enjoyed this week. I've ended up working with lots of different tradesmen on site, and I've had a great crack at work. So it's been all right. It's been a good week.
Peace. Anything else? I've got a couple of things actually. David Zinn, Zinn on Insta. He's like a chalk artist, but he uses things like a bit of grass poking out of like a curb or something, and he'll just do like that'll be the hair kind of thing and start saying, and it'll just create like chalk drawings of that. Could it?
Oh, yeah, Dave, that was well said. I don't think anyone heard you. put his hand over the mic.
Yeah, my head away, and you still heard it.
Yeah,
Dave just shit himself out of his mouth. It's fine, man. It's done a prank, isn't it? Anything goes,
man. Gives a shit, man. It's not an issue.
There's a story, I'm not going to tell you who it is to start with because obviously it will lose a bit of credibility. Well, it certainly would have done if it was me. But I saw something the other day. Someone said something. I'll get it out in a second. They're like, why, when babies learn to walk, do we encourage them? When they fall over, we pick them back up. We keep going and keep going, give them everything we can, and then they walk. Why is it as adults, we don't offer that same level of support? We say, oh, fuck it, don't do that. Just, you know, work your 9 to 5. That's safe. Why are you doing extra this, extra that to better yourself? Why do we always fucking hammer each other? Not like necessarily friends as such, but why are we so shit as adults? And I was like, actually, that's a fucking good point. When we're trying to teach kids to do things, we give them everything we possibly can. But as we get older, we don't do any of that. And I was like, yeah, fair enough.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, and do you know who said that? Pitbull.
Fucking hell.
Mr. Worldwide
dropping knowledge.
If I'd have said his name first, he'd be like, no, don't finish, mate,
because he's doing something like that. What is he doing at the minute? It's not like motivational speaking or something, is it?
Every song's motivational speaking.
No, but he is. He's up to something. And I mean, but Ryan, where was that?
That was an Instagram reel, so it was just random. Yeah. But you could probably YouTube like Pitbull. Yeah. I don't know, baby.
Pitbull motivational speaking.
Yeah.
I'm going to start every morning with a bit of Pitbull now.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Just 10 minutes of Pitbull.
The power words.
But I'll I'll do a couple of other bits. We've never mentioned games on it, but new Call of Duty comes out next week, so
does
I've never gone that. Yeah, I think it's some. Yeah. I'm sure I saw some World War type clips.
Gaz, are you a gamer?
Nah. My little Belle loves it. She's always fucking around on Roblox and whatever game, I don't know. Although that said, like a few years ago, I did play Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, and, so good.
And that was class.
Two,
but no, I mean, I used to love it, but I ain't got time for that shit anymore.
Mate. I don't play often. To be honest, I picked up my PlayStation for about 6-7 months.
No, it's like it was today. We play football, right? So I play for this Vets team. I know we don't chat about football much, but two observations. So like, I'm a little geezer, but you know, you got to put it about when you're playing football. You get smashed. And when you get smashed, you don't want to like cry about it. You're just like, oh, I'm fine, mate. Even though you're dying inside, like, it's fine. Yeah.
But no, that's our generation, Gaz.
Yeah. It's like, you can't lose. You can't, like, mate, this is what I'm saying.
Don't let anyone know you're hurt. Even though you think your leg's going to fall off, you get up and walk it off.
Yeah, standard. Yeah. Like, and then like, so I'm playing today and like, just running for a 50-50 with this lad, you know, nothing, man. It's only a friendly, isn't it? And he's like falling on the floor, giving it all like screaming out. I'm like, fucking hell, mate. Like, just go home and play the Xbox instead. Because you just can't be behaving like that on a Sunday morning. So after that, bear in mind that they've brought a good squad, these lads, like 17, 18 of them. So I've obviously said to them, the bar's open afterwards. Not one of them. Not
really.
Person had a beer after the game.
Shit,
isn't it? Like, oh, mate.
That's why the game's dying. Because no one.
Yeah, because no one's an alcoholic.
Yeah, no one wants a beer.
They've all gone home to play the Xbox and have protein shakes. And fair play. However,
absolutely.
I had a little hissy fit this morning when we was out at rugby at like 9:30 or whatever. And we was going straight from rugby to watch Harry play football. So we was going from the rugby club to the football club.
You're such a busy bastard, aren't you?
So we was doing that, and George's like, "Well, can I take my switch?" And I just lost my head. I went, "No." I went, "What?" I went, "No." So you can stand there and talk to people and watch your brother play football. We're only there for an hour, for Christ's sake. Why do you need something to stare at? So I just looked, and like Nat went, "Wait, Nat went, why are you being a dick?" I went, "No, I've just had enough of it." Said he's not taking it. Said he can survive. Because when we get home, my football's on, Nat's football's on. They'll be on them all day. Said he can have an hour outside without it.
So then we're
getting in the car. I went to Alf. I went, "If you remembered your phone," he went, "I thought we weren't allowed electronics." I went, "Your phone's all right." So he went and got his phone. Then Natalie's at, "Why are you saying he can take his phone, but George can't have his switch?" I'm going, "No, I didn't think about that." Anyway, right, let's go. Off we left at 9:15 in the morning with everyone in a fucking foul mood, off to rugby. But yeah, it turned out all right.
Lovely. I like it. Right, then Dave, what are you bringing to the table this evening for us?
What am I listening to? I've not really listened to much new stuff out of the way. I've dipped back into Blink 182 this week for some reason. I've gone back there. Don't know why. I've enjoyed that. I miss you. What's my age again?
Did you see that Mark Hoppus is cancer-free?
Is he? I know he'd been... Did one of them die recently as well? Or was one just stricken with cancer? I don't know.
I think it's Mark, the bass player. He had cancer. Yeah. But he's cancer-free now. It's, a couple of weeks ago, I think he posted on Instagram saying, "That's it, no more chemo." It's gone, but I think there's obviously other treatment after that, radiotherapy. I don't really know how it works, but so that's good. Big fan for
nothing now come about. Obviously, Harry, I've been getting Harry big into his Green Day since we went to Fake Fest, so obviously nice. That's been in the mind. And I stumbled across a guy called Jest, J-E-H-S-T.
Yeah, he's a real old school British rapper
rapper, hip hop. I've just fell on that. I think it is old school. Quite some really years back.
He's one of the originals. Yeah.
He was just really good. Good bit of scratching in the background. Good social commentary rhyming. Enjoyed his flow. So I've enjoyed that this week. I've been on that. And as I said, I've been trying to get into jazz. Listen to a bit of Thelonious Monk and Coltrane.
Jazz Club. Jazz Club? The Fast Show.
I don't know what it's from, but I just tried having a listen. It's all right. It was pleasant. On one morning walking the dog for 40 minutes, jazz on in the headphones. It was all right.
Question who you've become.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to go any further, but I enjoyed it. It is what it is. We'll see how we go.
So if you get a chance, like genuinely, go and find some sort of like, I don't know, like a jazz duo or something. No lyrics, anything like that, but just somewhere in a room. And just try and find some. It's unreal, like a guitarist and maybe something else. It's so good.
It tells the story through the instruments without the words. I mean, there is some great stuff out there. But anyway, that's been my little musical dip this week. And one annoyingly, as me again, I've forgotten who the remix is on, but Adele's released a new song, hasn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
And Greg James on Radio 1 the other day played a remix by, and I've forgotten who it was by, and it was banging. Just absolutely loved it. A dance remix of a pop song, and it was awesome. But there you go. That's it. I can't remember who it was by, who remixed it or what, but it was good. So,
well, Doug, if you're listening, mate, check out the new remix of Adele's new song.
If everyone else happened to be listening to the radio at that time.
Find it. But watching, like I said, I watched the first episode of Squid Game. It was all right. Get into that. Watching on the telly, bit mum drama, Sunday night stuff. Watch that Ridley Road.
No, not heard of that.
That's terrestrial, right. Is it?
It's 1960s fascists in London, Jewish people going in undercover to try and trap them about the struggles in after post-war.
Heavy Sunday watching.
No, but it's not as heavy as it sounds. What is heavy? So we watched that Angela Black as well. Have you watched that?
No.
Abused wife stuff. Again, mum's drama. It's just fucking heavy going for Sunday evening, but that's what we've ended up watching. I don't know where it's gone
from. TV to pull your foreskin back to it, that one.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and watched a couple more, finishing off that. You know the one about the launch of the Premier League? Have you seen that programme on the BBC?
No.
Four-part documentary about launching the Premier League. Okay. Really worth watching that. Really good. Interesting stuff. So we've just watched the one on when Cantona Kung Fu kicked the Crystal Palace fan.
Classic times.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a yellow in my opinion.
It's just really, really good. It's a good story about like how the Premier League was launched and the money involved in it, the TV rights and fucking Murdoch and Spurs.
Yeah, because you didn't really think about it, obviously, because we were all pretty young at the time. But it's like this whole breakaway league that they kicked off about last year. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, they did. They all there's quite a lot of people that kicked off about it, didn't they, at the time?
Yeah, they massively kicked off about it. Yeah. But like, I said to I was watching with Nat, and I said, well, it's not much different to the Super League. And she was like, nah. Super League was awful because there's no promotion or relegation.
Yeah.
Premier League, at least you can still get in via merit and get kicked out if you're shit. Whereas the Super League, once you're in, which takes out all the sport out of the game. So that's the difference. But when all the money come in and the stories about them trying cheerleaders and Monday night football and like, think about it when it launched, there used to be two games a week on telly on a Saturday or a Sunday. Now we get football fucking 7 days a week, don't we? That's what true. It's done to the game. So.
Yeah.
But no, it's a good programme.
Okay.
Sounds it.
That's like it. That's my week. Pods, I've not really had much chance apart from the Tottenham ones, not listening to anything else at all. So I've got fuck all there, lads.
You won't be listening to next week's either, I guess, either.
Me? No.
Well.
Nope.
Not a chance.
That's go it. On then. So, what about you then, Gaz? What you got this week?
I've delved back into Cass is Dead because I discovered a couple of his tracks. I've got a few of him on my playlist, but yeah, I've just been enjoying that.
I've listened to a few since we had that conversation.
Yeah,
I think you'd be mentioning it. I listened to that Pat Earings one and I went back and listened to that track. More.
I've seen that cover before. Yes, I've heard of him before. I don't know why.
He's making like he's got some clothing line. He's gone really dark and like futuristic. It's quite interesting. So have a little check him out on Insta and whatnot. Yeah. Not reading anything. As I say, I just watched Corrupt FM film, which is I've loved that shit from the start. It's brilliant. I enjoy it, and they are so good live. They're just good fun to watch live, and the film was brilliant. Watch it 100%. And I've also been watching that Sky one, Cobra.
I've recorded it.
Yeah, it's got Robert Carlyle, who will forever be Begbie in it. Like, just
what a character.
Yeah, what fucking character.
You can't shake it, can
you? No, you can't.
That's it, when he throws a pint glass over his head.
Yeah, fucking, so I've been enjoying that. Pods. I would just say, do you know what, today after football again, like I was chatting and someone brought up the pod. I don't talk about this podcast to my mates a lot. Do you know what I mean? I just do this and whatever will be. And then a few lads were, I didn't realise, I didn't know you were doing that. And I was like, made me realise, I don't really punt this around. I don't think any of us do we, to be fair? But
not as much as we should or could, I think.
Yeah, so the pod's worth a listen is this one. Is because
absolutely,
it's been fucking fun. And we're like two seasons in. in a market that is so oversaturated. What was it the other day? In a day, I sent Ryan like four massive celebrities that have just started podcasts. It's like, mate, we've got no fucking chance. Yeah. You know, these people are putting shit content out, but reaching out to 100,000 people at a time. So what can you do? But maybe
you do appreciate everyone that listens.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Tell your
funny,
friends.
I got a message the other day from a friend of mine after the Trig podcast. He went, I was just listening to Trig on a podcast, and I thought, I was about to message Trig and go, this sounds like Dave. And then I realised it was you when you explained how you met him. He went, I'll have a listen to the rest of it. I thought, oh, great, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a friend that I've just not even told a fucking
I know. It. I've not bothered, but I don't really give a shit because I've enjoyed it. And, you know, we've had some good people on. We've had a good laugh.
Yeah.
And, that's it. That's all I'm really bringing to the table. And I think that sets us up, doesn't it, for a little cheeky...
Little free song, is it?
Little free song. It's that time.
Can we have nine absolute howlers?
Can we have nine absolute howlers?
Is Big Dave stuck in traffic?
Well, who knows? It was an open invitation tonight of who was coming, and we, you know, the prangers wait for no man. We must move forward. It's Sunday. We've got to get home.
We have. It's rocking on. So that's it. We're on to final of season two, three song shuffle. We know what we're doing. Make sure your tunes are turned down.
Yeah.
I'm talking to myself there.
Yeah. Gentle reminder for yourself.
Gentle reminder to myself. We'll start with you, Ryan. Let's go.
Three. Give me some Gomez.
I haven't got any Gomez in there, to be fair.
Billy Needles.
Billy Needles. What was the other fella called? Kenny. It was Kenny Needles, wasn't it?
Kenny Needles.
Billy String. Needles.
Jimmy Needles.
Oh, sorry.
Jimmy Needles. Right. Born to Hula, Queens of the Stone Age.
Right. Oh, okay.
Bound to be a banger. The Blue Nun, Beastie Boys.
Yeah, right. We'll take that.
Switched On, Beastie Boys.
Oh, it's
like a Beastie Boys kind of night.
Yeah. Double Beastie Boys, man.
Yeah.
Go for it. Right, Gaz.
I've got Who's Got the Bag, The Streets.
Yeah.
21st of June.
Who got the bag?
I have absolutely no idea who this is. Yesterday by Atmosphere.
Gaz, I've been sending that for fucking ages to listen to.
Okay. Well, it's on there.
Listen to it.
I will. Probably.
Have a listen, mate.
Maybe.
I'll probably listen to it. And finally, I've got an old... Oh, no. Oh, sorry. I've had a moment. Oh, still don't give a fuck. Eminem.
Still don't give a fuck.
Yeah. There you go.
Nice.
Yes.
One I just turned time. It down and everything. Yes, boy.
Well, it's you, girl.
Oh, no, it was me. No, that's it. Thief by the Fratellis.
Okay.
Ooh.
Real by Kendrick Lamar.
Not giving old Kenny any time, have we?
Nah, he's good.
And then you'll know this one, Ryan. Never Enough by Lauren Allred from The Greatest Showman soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you boys love that.
I noticed L-O-R-E-N, isn't it?
What a way to end.
Yeah.
Your favourite. Fucking yes.
Can't wait to get that in the playlist.
Yeah.
There we go. What a journey we've been on with my three there.
That sums it up, doesn't it? We went about a bit there, didn't we? But still, it's what Free Song Shuffle does to people. You're out there exposed.
Brings out the best and the worst.
Right, lads, I've thoroughly enjoyed opening Mike at the Prangers.
I have as well. That's a good show.
Can I just give you three more celebs for going out? These are off my list.
Oh,
the rap one, Kano, Jay-Z and Mike Skinner. I think that'd be a nice one.
Yeah, that'd be a nice one.
And then for my pervy one, I've gone for Scarlett Johansson, Jennifer Lawrence and Rihanna.
Oh, that'd be a banging one. Think about that. Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah,
anyway, strong. There you go.
But no, fair dues, lads. That brings us to the end of season two. What will be, where we'll go, who knows, and what will happen will fucking happen. And, we'll pop back at some point, I'm sure of it.
Hmm. Onto the Christmas
my
do,
mental
then,
health means we need to do this.
Yeah,
at least once
we'll do something.
We'll have a little break,
yeah.
Get Christmas out of the way, streets, gig, whatever. And then we need to do this because I've enjoyed it far too much.
And see where we're at in life, yeah. Right, that is right. Again, seriously, if you're listening, give us 5 stars. That's all we need. Send us a little message, say hello. Yeah. Get involved, come on.
We don't want much.
We're on the socials, give us a follow, tell us you're listening. because, you know, we don't know half of you.
Yeah, get involved.
Most, in fact, most of you.
Yeah.
But we love you long time.
We love you long time. Absolutely. Right, see you soon, girls. Love you.
See you later.
Later, yeah.